Organizations face challenges in achieving inclusivity and diversity. Workplaces often lack diversity and inclusion. In 1985, only 3% of U.S. corporate senior managers were Black men. This increased to 3.3% by 2014. Black women make up only 1.5% of senior managers in Fortune 500 companies. Half of LGBTQ+ managers feel they must hide their identity at work. Ideally, everyone should feel comfortable being themselves at work. Many groups remain underrepresented or invisible in the workforce. Employees face various discriminatory barriers to overcome frequently. Many people face different kinds of barriers. For those in the LGBTQ+ community, which includes people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer or questioning, workplace discrimination and prejudice are common issues. The plus in LGBTQ+ stands for inclusion, covering a wide range of identities and experiences. The term LGBTQIA+ goes further, adding intersex and asexual and/or allied people. Discrimination isn't just about sexual orientation or gender identity. It can also affect people based on race, ethnicity, age, disabilities, body size, and more. This includes immigrants, former prisoners, and people who didn't finish high school. Companies have a role to play in fixing this. They can work towards a fair workplace, where everyone gets the same chances and treatment, making sure no one is left behind. Employees face various discriminatory barriers to overcome frequently. Companies embracing diversity see 28% higher revenue, double net income, and 30% greater profit margins. Businesses lacking diversity and inclusion risk falling behind. As demographics change, diversity becomes more crucial. 75% of baby boomers in the workforce are Caucasian, compared to 55.8% of millennials, a number that is decreasing. Younger employees, including millennials and Generation Z, represent a more diverse part of the workforce. These younger workers expect and demand workplaces where everyone is included. If they feel their employer lacks in this area, they're likely to leave for more welcoming companies. Diversity and inclusivity also enhance social cohesion and well-being in a company, leading to better teamwork, collaboration, and financial outcomes. By promoting fairness, companies encourage creative abrasion, where employees feel safe to share new ideas and challenge others, preventing groupthink and fostering effective problem-solving. The Inclusive Leader Continuum offers executives a four-stage development path. Many leaders hesitate to face the truth about diversity issues in their companies, often dismissing calls for more inclusion with comments like, "I just hire the best person, regardless of their background." There's a common worry about being forced to follow quotas. However, leaders should aim to be champions of inclusivity, actively working to make their workplaces fair for everyone. They can follow the Inclusive Leader Continuum, a step-by-step guide that shows where they stand on a scale from not inclusive to fully inclusive. This model helps leaders identify how they can improve and set inclusivity goals for their company. It outlines four key stages of becoming an inclusive leader. Unaware leaders lack understanding of diversity and inclusivity matters. Leaders might not always think about including everyone or embracing diversity. They might see these issues as just legal matters. For example, Tony Robbins, a famous speaker, faced criticism for his comments about the hashtag MeToo movement. In a video that went viral, he suggested that women who speak up about harassment or assault are trying to harm men. When a woman in the audience disagreed, Robbins, who is very tall, seemed to push her back as he continued his speech. The video caused a lot of negative reactions online. Robbins tried to fix his image by reaching out to Tarana Burke, the founder of hashtag MeToo, but it didn't work. He apologized, saying he admires the hashtag MeToo movement, but his apology seemed weak. This situation showed that Robbins didn't really understand the hashtag MeToo movement or have much empathy for survivors of assault. He was at the unaware stage of the inclusive leadership continuum. To move from unaware to aware, consider these tips. Prioritize understanding identity. Many individuals have never explored their own identity, often due to being born into privilege. If this resonates with you, start educating yourself about the critical issues central to combating discrimination. Good intentions require good actions. Underscore, it's not enough to have good intentions. It's crucial to take tangible actions. Consider what you can do to support those who may face exclusion in your workplace. Champion equity. Underscore, equity involves creating a fair and level playing field for everyone. It's important to note that equity is different from equality, which can often feel like an unattainable, distant goal. Aware leaders educate themselves on inclusion and diversity concerns. Leaders today recognize that workplaces need to be fair and inclusive. They understand that they might have overlooked issues related to diversity and inclusivity and could have unrecognized biases. Once they realize this, they start learning more about these issues. Take Daniel's story as an example. He grew up in a predominantly African-American community in Atlanta, Georgia. He then moved to a less diverse state for a job where he was the only Black employee. This transition was challenging, but his supervisor, who was not African-American, helped him greatly. The supervisor showed understanding, compassion, and a willingness to assist, which made a significant difference for Daniel. This story shows what an inclusive leader can achieve. To increase your knowledge and awareness, study all diversity dimensions and classifications. This includes, but is not limited to, race, gender identity, ethnicity, sexual orientation, physical and mental ability, age, socioeconomic status, religion, political views, veteran status, citizenship, education, and appearance. Educate yourself about privilege, understand who has it and who doesn't. Challenge your biases. Everyone has biases. Challenge your prejudices and work to overcome them. Active leaders drive inclusivity and diversity in their organizations. At this stage, people are actively working to make their workplaces fair for everyone. They are stepping out of their comfort zones to try new things and make equity a priority. Bria Sullivan, a software engineer at Google, is an example. Despite the tech industry being mostly white, she pledged to help 10 Black individuals get high-tech jobs. So far, she has helped 3 Black people secure well-paying tech positions. To actively improve inclusivity and diversity, consider these steps. Start small with promoting inclusivity, and diversity might seem overwhelming, but begin with manageable actions and gradually make more changes. Lead in mentoring and sponsoring within your organization. Collaborate with diverse perspectives and experiences. Be patient. Change takes time, but you will eventually see the impact of your efforts. Advocate leaders champion inclusivity and diversity. Leaders who fight for fairness aren't afraid to take risks or challenge anyone, even their bosses, to make sure everyone is treated equally at work. Richard Jeanneret, a high-ranking official at A, changed his views to support his son who came out as transgender in high school. Facing resistance from some relatives was a turning point for him, pushing him to actively support LGBTQ+ rights in the professional world. Here's how to be an ally for inclusion. Identify exclusion. Pay attention to who is missing from discussions and decisions. Work on including those who are overlooked. Educate others. Share the importance of diversity and inclusion with your coworkers and friends to spread awareness. Be prepared for resistance. Advocating for change can lead to backlash. Stay strong and committed, knowing you're doing the right thing. Creating an inclusive, diverse workplace is challenging yet crucial. If you're ready to support inclusion and diversity and advocate for fairness, you're on the right path. It's okay to admit that you may not fully understand the needs of all groups, despite your efforts. Learning more about fairness and equity is something everyone can do. The inclusive leadership continuum is a journey that requires ongoing effort, not a straightforward path. By ensuring that people in your company feel welcomed, valued, respected, and heard, you can make a significant difference. Stay motivated and don't give up. Your silence only reinforces the current situation, so taking action is crucial. Key points. Organizations struggle to achieve inclusivity and diversity, with workplaces often lacking in these areas. Leaders should aim to be champions of inclusivity, actively working to make their workplaces fair for everyone. Unaware leaders lack understanding of diversity and inclusivity matters. Aware leaders educate themselves on inclusion and diversity concerns. Active leaders drive inclusivity and diversity in their organizations. Advocate leaders champion inclusivity and diversity. Creating an inclusive, diverse workplace is challenging yet crucial.